Welcome back to the Crooked Spine Show. Today's talk about low back exercises, and we always start with setting your posture first, then stretching, then strengthening, and do this routinely. I walk through 6 exercises in this talk workshop with these seniors and adults and try to add some humor along with education behind this actual talk to get these people to understand when your low back is strong, at that point you have better balance. You do have better posture. You can tolerate more stress of standing, sitting for long periods, all right? So again, the highlights in the show notes will have the actual each video for one too. If you go right to the show, be entertained, educated, and I'll talk to you afterwards.
All right, welcome to my talk 2019, April. This is about back exercises to help not only your back, but also your overall posture. Like Primo had mentioned before too, if we have a back problem, is it coming from the back itself? Or is it coming from the upper back being more forward? Is it coming from a leg issue or hip issue? So the back is your center point, or your core, they call it, to make your body stay strong, move up and down, bend over, pick things up, sit and stand up, get out of bed. You want to make sure that area stays strong and relaxed. For my patients, what I do initially is take an x-ray, so it's going inside. Once we have that, unless one's healthy, at that point, keeping it strong allows your body to stay relaxed. By doing routine exercises, as we talked before too, allows your body to stay strong and relaxed. But I want to start today with, as I would with my patient, someone comes in with back pain or something going on in their back. I want them to work it out normally. A lot of us are strong enough, right? We think we are. We can stand up all day, we can move things around. A lot of us, at least here, we're ambulatory, can move around on our own. My job is, once we can do that, are we in a good position to do that? Is something maybe tight in there, causing things to stay tight? If things are tight, like a non-moving elbow, a tight joint, if my elbow's stuck, it can't move, these muscles can't get strong. Anything around that joint can't get strong. You have 5 joints in your lower back, including your hips in the back and also in the front. You want to make sure all those are loose first before we start strengthening. If they're tight and strengthened, you're going to maintain that tightness. We talked about a second glory too with a hip. So if you get a back stronger, it makes the hip tighter and tighter and tighter, so it causes hip pain. Our job is to look at the core problem first. What's the cause? It's the back.
The core always is coming.
Core is here. Stomach and back together.
Oh, I see.
Okay. It's all this. I should be a little bit thinner, but right now, okay. The holiday weight's still kicking in. Okay. So what we want to do is get that whole area looser first and then stronger. I'm going to start with my low back roll stretch. We'll start with that first. You may have done this before too. This gets your back to loosen up. I do this with a roll up, use with a towel here. When someone comes to my office in pain, I don't want to overdo it with them. Okay? Because they'll be sore, tight, mad at me. I can't handle the emotional abuse. Okay? So I'm going to start with it first.
Are you going to handle the dispute problem of 40 hours a week for 40 years sitting in front of a...
We talked about that. I'm ready, Chuck. We're good with that topic. But that's the thing is where, you want to sit your tumor? Over there? I see it in your front seat. All right. So what the biggest thing is again, Chuck had mentioned, what are we doing all day long that makes your body either tight and, if you want to call it, weak, or strong and relaxed? So if you can maintain, we'll talk about it in a minute, we'll kind of jump to it, is how do we stand affects how our back, or sit, stand or sit, affects how our back stays strong and relaxed. That's part of it. Let's walk through someone who's actually in pain, getting out of pain, how to get their back, now it's not painful, how do we get it a little bit looser? Okay, this is called the low back roll stretch. Take any towel, any color, any pattern of your towel, okay? This is my rainbow towel. Getting ready for spring, summer, that's what I do. Here, put it in the middle, maybe on the floor. I use a yoga mat here because it's a yoga mat. Then what I do is, I want to put that towel right at my belt line to start, okay? This is going to allow that back to open up over time. So I'm going to lie down here. What I'm going to do is keep my legs bent initially and put it right there, as you can see. Let my body lean over that. And I'm going to ask my patient, does that feel comfortable or painful? Sometimes it's a little bit of pressure, feels like a good stretch, feels painful, I'm going to have them stop this too early for them because they're too sore. Okay? But if it feels comfortable, I'm going to ask them, does this feel more comfortable? Or with your legs down straight instead of being bent, is that more comfortable? Okay, I want to see which one's better. If this one is better, that means their back has good flexibility, better than most. At that point, we'd still help them over time. If I go here and go, feels real tight or painful, I'm going to go, you got to be careful of that because that back is way too tight. When the back being tight like it should be, at that point when it's strong, when it's tight because it's painful, if we the overstretched area can make the area strain and sometimes swell and cause pain. So I want to just make sure to stay below that pain threshold. At that point, stay here for maybe 30 seconds to a minute. Then from there, bring the legs down 30 seconds to a minute. That allows them to feel that stretch in a lying position. By doing a lying position, it allows your body, the muscles, to relax. When the muscles relax, ligaments in the spine can stretch. The premium mentioned before too, with x-rays or MRI, your spine sometimes will become a little bit more narrow, touching the bones touch together, or you'll lose that disc space in between the bones. The problem with that is now you have to open things up, make things move. This exercise allows muscles to relax so they're not under tension, so ligaments can actually stretch, move things around, allow things to actually work better and then move better over time. Okay? So Chuck, you want to try this here? You want to try this over here?
How long should you lay down here like that?
30 seconds to a minute.
I'm happy here. I'm just trying to get the thickness right.
Well, try this and see if that feels better. I know you like to demonstrate for people, show off, guys. Okay, let's see.
It's hard to sit.
Let's see.
Feet go there.
Whatever you want to try, feet over there. Try that over there.
Wasn't that the way you were doing
it? Let's try it that way, though. Actually, it's easier that way. Yep. Either way. So we go here. I'm going to take this towel. Come on, grab a seat first. Put this towel. When you're ready. Good. Nice and smooth.
Okay.
All right, right here. Right here, your belt line. I'm going to put that towel right there. Come right down.
Okay. Now, it feels like it's arching me up. It would be more comfortable if I were here. It's still awfully thick.
It's because your back is straight instead of being curved normally. With a curve in your back, it should feel more relaxed. Okay? But I would do this right now, the legs bent. Does that feel more comfortable or your legs being straight? When your legs are straight, Chuck, how does that feel?
It still just feels way too thick under my lower back.
Okay.
So I'd rather.
So for yours, I'd probably maybe you have to maybe do more of a full back towel.
Is it supposed to be on my hip bones or behind my stomach, under my stomach?
Right above your hip bones. Right above your hip bones.
Oh, okay.
So I would do this for you because your back is tight. That's why it's
better.
Because your back is uncomfortable. At that point, I would do this maybe a minute. Legs up. Then move your legs straight. Let your legs go straight. Relax your legs. And a minute this way. Get your back to open up. It causes stretch, cause blood flow, but also gets your back to realize it needs that curve in there too. It's a good, before you do a lot of walking, so I would do this before you're walking. Minute. Okay? Some people, as they get better, what I'll have to do is use actually a hard foam roller or do a double towel for one.
Should do this before you walk?
Before you walk. I would stretch before you walk. That's what I do in the morning before I take my dog for a walk. Stretch about 15 minutes.
I don't have time to stretch because I go early.
That's the thing, you gotta find your time. Yes.
Could you sleep with a roll?
Good question. I would not sleep with a roll.
No.
Because it would overstretch the tissue, make it sore the next day. That's why I recommend between 30 seconds to a minute only. At that point, as you get more comfortable, you can increase the towel, maybe a little bit longer, but that's it. If you sleep, it'll cause too much of a stretch and cause too much soreness for the towel.
That's how the hours would be better than.
It's good, but you got to be careful. If you do too much, and ligaments, when you overstretch ligaments too much, they'll be sore later, not the same time. Muscle will be sore at the same time. Ligaments take time to actually cause pain.
Well, the upper side of my legs here feel good too, but
well, they stretch everything out.
Yeah.
All right. Don't fall asleep on me. All right. Well, good. But that's the thing is, can we stretch more to cause things to relax? Some people, when they have back pain, they'll have problems where it's not sore here, it's sore more in their tailbone itself.
Yeah.
Realize your back muscles, they attach not only at the lower ribs, but also right at the tailbone. They form a kind of a V right there. Because of that, muscles attach right in that area, they'll cause pain right there too. So you want to stretch that area also by doing a different type of stretch. Okay, I'm going to call it a stretch the modified roll stretch and knee hug stretch. It's too long. I'll shorten it later. Okay. Same towel, right? Okay. I'm going to roll it up again. Chuck kind of messed it up for me. That's okay. I'm going to take that towel and put the same thing as it was before. We face this way so you can see. This way. I'm going to put it there a little bit now, instead of the belt, I'm going to go below the belt line, more on my tailbone, come on the area here, and if it's comfortable for you, what I want you to do is now take both knees together and hug your knees toward your body to make that tailbone where the muscles attach from the low back actually stretch more. You can stay here where it feels more comfortable based on tension, how you're feeling, come a little bit further, okay? Our goal again is to stretch the muscles, maybe ligaments too. This time, now things can move better. Now we're going from ligament stretching to muscle stretching. So we're going to go from here, it relaxes, from here, now we make the muscle go under tension, cause blood flow, cause a stretch, and over time cause more motion in the lower back. Still lying down, so we're still flat per se, make our body relax to a better position. Okay? So I'm going to call this probably the towel stretch with a knee roll. I don't know, figure it out later. Not like that. Any questions about that? I had someone come yesterday, she's a nurse, and she's had that tailbone pain for probably about 2 weeks now. Showed the stretch yesterday, and now she feels that's what I needed. But it's not knowing what to do, like we talked about earlier, not knowing what to do, that makes your body want to, sometimes we're not doing the right things to make your body looser and stronger. And over time, maintain those habits too. Any question about the second one? Same towel, same floor. Again, lying down will make the muscles relax, so overall body can get more of a stretch out of it. Okay, the third one, and I was going over with people earlier, is this. Get this out of the way for now. Any questions about the floor stretches?
How long do you do that?
I would do that for the same thing, 30 seconds to a minute.
That's all?
That's it. And I would bring your knees up. So I would do this. And towel is below the belt line. Here, leaning over first, that's comfortable. Then bring your knees up. If it feels tight here, good. You come bring it up, feels a bit sore, hold off on that, stay where it feels tight. Not staying for a couple seconds, for a full, maybe a full minute. So stay where it feels tight, and over time, just do it daily. At that point, you'll see a difference. We can go further, further, and further as your body stays loose. You do this in the morning, get up here. If you do it in the morning, you'll see how your back did from yesterday. The mornings are important for me as a way to test how much you did the day before, okay? If I did too much the day before, I might be sore doing this. Might not be as flexible. So I want to make sure I'm doing enough and testing myself. If I work out a little bit more, does this make my back sore enough? If I walk more, did it make my back sore? By doing the stretches in the morning, it tells you how much you can do that day also too. Patients that are recovering from injury, what happened is, when they recover from injury, they're going to have problems where they may feel good one day. So they feel good. What do we do when we feel good? We want to do a little bit more. Sometimes we don't know how much we're doing, so we go too far, and then in the third day, we're sore again. So it helps you kind of tell where your body is when you stretch in the morning, especially, to make your body overall, okay, how much can I do? Where am I? Can I stretch more? So you want to have a good routine overall, as most of you probably do already, to make your body stay loose and over time stronger.
Does it hurt to stretch in the evening? Before bed?
I do the same thing before I go to bed.
I do?
Unless you watch TV, so I'll sit on the floor in the living room and do the stretches while you watch the TV. That's during commercials. Commercials take forever, so that's enough time right there. Alright, any questions yet? Four works done. Next, after patients feel comfortable with both of these, even before sometimes do, I want to go, okay, now that your back is a little bit looser, a little bit more relaxed, and you can move around more at home, you can move around more say even at work too, what can you do next? How do you make sure your back, if you're gonna work out now going from stretching to strengthening, how are you gonna make sure your back is going to stay strong? And in your positions, your technique, how you're walking, how you're sitting, how you're moving around, what are you doing to make sure your body is the best position it can be to make sure that you're getting the muscles strong at the same time? Realize your low back has a normal curve in your back. Okay, it's 42 degrees. It's like half of an egg, basically. By having that position where your back stays more curved, allows your overall body to have the best spring available, keeps the muscles strong, and keeps your upper body, if my back is more flat here, rather than the upper back. Upper back will curve forward, more hunched forward. My back is curved naturally, makes your overall upper back straighten out, makes your head come back also. Okay, to set your posture, to know where your posture is, so all my patients, what I'm going to do is go against the wall, simple technique, heels, hips, shoulders, and head. I want to make sure all those four points are touching. four points, right? Heels, hips, shoulders, and head. If they're touching, are my muscles relaxed or am I tight? I had done this on a patient yesterday because they had that problem. They said, when we go to the salon, I try that. At that point, my back feels really sore or doesn't feel comfortable because your back is more flat. If I'm here and I try to do that position, my head's not going to touch the wall. So I want to make sure I go all the way back to make sure my body feels where it should feel. Once you do that, all I want you to do is, okay, now that you feel that better position, you'll feel a little uncomfortable in the lower back. Let's see if that feels good when you're off the wall. So I take a step forward and hold that better position. And usually what they'll say if their back is flat, you're going to say they're leaning back too far. Why does that make sense? Why would someone say that?
Yeah, flatten your shoulders back against
them. That too. But if my body's like this normally, right? Okay?
Yeah.
And I go back, if this is my normal, this is my mind, this is my straight, I go back, my body's saying, hey, now you're going back to where you're not used to, you're going falling your body's backwards. So my job is, okay, how do you get this your better position over time so you stay like this instead? Okay? It takes time to do that. It doesn't happen overnight. You have to recalibrate your brain by moving to a better position, either on a treadmill, on a bike, or when you're walking, so you reset your posture every time consciously by using the wall, and then maintain that when you're walking, so initially you're going to feel uncomfortable, right? Because it's not going to be your normal, not your normal. But over time, as you maintain that better position, then you feel that you're going to stay that way. 3 to 4 weeks minimum. It takes time to set. When you're doing this,
hold the shoulders back.
Actually, Chuck, do you want to try this and see?
Yeah.
I'm going to use that as a model and another data way to focus for Chuck. Let's see. So try the wall first. Let's see.
Like this.
Heels first. There we go.
What I was wondering about.
And don't hit your head on the wall.
Well, this is shoulders. I'd have to lift the shoulders up back over the back side.
If you keep them down and just rotate your shoulder back, how does that feel?
Well, I hold it back because it wants to fall over.
Yeah, it's not used to it yet. And you walk a lot too. So if you take a step forward from good, right there. Look ahead. Straight ahead. Now lean back on your heels. Everyone does this, right? So instead of doing this, bring your hips forward and lean back. Just do this. Keep your body stationary and lean back on your heel instead of the weight on your toes. Put the weight on your heels. That's how you should walk when I see you walking on baseline, just like that. All right? So see how much taller you are. You like looking down everyone now, too, right?
I feel like the back is curled a little. I'm just wondering about the...
It's curling because your body's doing this.
Okay.
It's making the back muscles fire. When they fire, the biggest muscle of your lower back called the erector spinae muscles, okay? They're right here. Left and right side of the spine, they go from the lower back up to the neck. These, when you lean back more, they fire, and they get stronger, so that their goal is to pull you back and down so your body stays here instead of being here. This counters the stress of how much we sit all day. So your walking is good. Can we modify the position of your body, Chuck, to make sure it stays here instead of being where you feel comfortable?
The trick is to recover from the 40 hours a week, 50 years sitting in front of the computer.
You want some cheese with your wine, or are you okay? You're doing okay, Jeff. Prima, do you want to try this?
Up against the wall?
Yeah. Kind of worried about the upper back, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's try this and see. Before you make your list, straight ahead, so just on this line right here. That's your normal posture, right? That's how you feel normal?
My normal posture is a slouch.
Oh, now go against the wall for me. Now all the way to heels, hips, shoulder, and head. Good. If you want. Not yet. It'll take time. Now lean these back, and we'll really pinch the blades together, and then get your head to fall back this way. There we go. So that most people do that too. Bring your chin, look at my chin first. Go straight back this way. Good. So not up, not a tilt, but straight back. There we go.
That's fine.
So hold that position. Now take a step forward for me. Hold that position. Good. Head back a little bit. Tighten up the shoulders. Right there. And keep the weight, instead of the weight on your toes, on your midfoot, put the weight on your heels so it's back this way. Does that feel different?
About the same.
Good. So when you're walking now, when you're walking, stay right there, lean your body back more here.
Yeah.
And then you're going to get those muscles to fire to hold your body up.
That's the whole point to remember to.
So using the wall technique first, the heels, hips, shoulder, and head.
Yeah.
30 seconds for you on the wall, and then come off the wall. Hold that position and lean backwards even more so your body feels comfortable. The muscle I mentioned, right, your spine muscles back here, they go here, but also turn around for me, Primo.
Yeah. Turn.
They also go from your lower back, they connect here and also here too. So they're one long muscle, they're separated by segments of the spine.
I feel right in here.
Perfect. Yeah. You want to feel that, that's what you want to feel. So when you're doing your 4 mile, you said 4 miles?
2 in the morning, 2 in the evening.
Perfect. Focus on the posture here first, and then the wall here. At that point, your body stays. When it comes off the wall, you feel that better position on your body. Right, any questions about that?
No.
Good. How does this help you when you're walking, when you're sitting? Good, thank you. Get out of here. Appreciate Primo. Grab a chair over here, too. I'm gonna grab this one. If I'm gonna walk for exercise, okay, make my back stronger, will it make my back weaker if I sit too much? Yes. Yeah. You all agree, right? If I sit too long, it's gonna make my back gets weaker and tighter. Okay? But if we're walking like this a lot, keep our body straight, up and down, can that make our body, our mind change how we do our posture? If we can change our posture at that point here, why can't we sit like this in that better position in a chair? In front of the chair, with your knees underneath you, here on your toes, if that's comfortable for you, to stay here instead of here. Worked with a guy yesterday. He's in his 31 years old, 31. He sits in a chair because he loses his mind all day for work. And he says, man, I can't sit too long because my back hurts. He works out a lot, but his body's like this the whole time. So I was working with his posture, the wall posture, first thing with Primo and Chuck earlier. At that point, going off the wall, go, okay, can we sit like this more with our knees below our hips, feet underneath us, even on your toes if you can, to on the edge of the chair, so your body stays upright. Instead of when our feet are flat and in front of us, it makes your hips turn backwards, make your back hunch. So it makes your body feel comfortable here for a while, but makes our muscles comfortable because they stretch, but makes your back spine tighten up. The spine has to have a good curve in there. That's been scientifically proven. If you take the curve out of it, you're going to strain it. Make this your posture. So over time, if you sit for work or especially long drives too, your body will end up doing this. All right? So we have to be able to do enough to counter our stress from our lives, maybe sitting a lot or driving, to keep our body strong here. So 4 miles you do twice a day, Primo, phenomenal. If you sit, keep your body upright, that allows your body to stay strong so this does not get uncomfortable. Any questions? How do we make our back stronger? If we're gonna walk, yes. But what else can we do besides walking? Okay? We can do squats. Who likes to do squats? Anybody? Most people don't. They're like, ugh, that's fine. Body squats are fine. Okay, what I'm saying is that I want to reinforce this posture, right? My body being upright. I'm going to start the chair all the way down. The chair sitting technique is done. I'm going to go on the wall. Instead of being flat on the wall, it was a second ago. Now what I want to do is take my feet off the wall, about a foot away from the wall, a shoulder width apart, hips on the wall, shoulders on the wall, head on the wall, and elbows on the wall. The reason I put the elbows on the wall is to make sure our shoulders stay rounded back instead of rounded forward. I want you to feel and really force it. Shoulders come back here. Make your upper back straight instead of hunched forward. You always want to work out. The big note is you want to work out, if you're going to work out, with good posture first. If I'm going to work out, even like, for example, talked about a second earlier, is walking, I'm going to walk like this, I'm making my body worse. If I'm doing exercise in a bad posture, I'm making my body worse. So I call these modified exercises. I'm modifying to make sure your back is strong, not just your legs. Okay? So back to the wall squat, here, feet about a foot off the wall, hips on the wall, shoulders, elbows and head, back is flat, and I come down, only enough to where my hips stay above my knees, hold it for about 2 seconds, then come back up. Okay? Come down, hold it 2 seconds, and come back up. So not a lot of motion, right? But what we talked about earlier, motion gets your brain to change where your posture is. And with load, with your body weight, it makes your lower back to feel that load, change faster. So by doing this, it allows you to now come off the wall, either using probably a chair if you're comfortable, or a wall, come off the wall, and now using a chair for balance, come down, instead of coming down like this, right? Well, come down straight like the one on the wall a second ago, come down nice and straight, push your knees out, hold it for a second, and come back up. Up, down, hold it for a couple seconds, and come back up. That way it trains your back to stay backwards, make the back muscles stronger with this one. So coming down, again, hold it, leaning back, come back up. Let's try this. Any volunteers? Anybody?
Hold it back.
Where are you? Come on up.
Me?
Yep, yeah. I'll pick someone then. Fine. So let's go first. So let's do this first. Let's go against the wall first here. Heels. Easy, easy, easy.
It's okay, it's okay.
Okay, hold your head, right? That feels comfortable for you? Feels good? Going forward, right? Okay. Now to bring your feet forward. One more, bring your feet more forward. One more. Good. Now bring them apart, so shoulder width apart. Good, right there. Now hips against the wall. Good. Shoulders, head, right there. Good. And your shoulders are right, good. Now what you want to do is come down. Come down.
Yeah, I'm going to get up.
Right there, hold it, right there. And now come back up. Yeah. Oh, no, went too far. Just go only enough to where you can come back up again on your own. Good, right there. Good, come on up. Come down a little bit lower this time, a little lower. Now right there, use your hands and push yourself up. There we go. So if you go down too far, you don't have to call 911. Just use your hands to push yourself up this way. Good, head up. Head back, okay, come down. And you look straight ahead now. Come down, hold it, and come back up. Does that feel okay? Good. Get right from there, now we go to a chair squat. Can do here. I'm going to have you come down, push your knees up, keep your back straight the whole time, and come back up. It's not easy to do, people. Not easy to do.
Can I lift my heel?
Yep, you can if you want. Not easy. That's okay. So bring your body more up. There we go. There we go. Good. It's not easy. It's not easy. Come on down again. Good job, Rhea. It's tight, right? So if your calves are tight, I'm okay if your calves are tight to bring your heels up a little bit if you need to. Keep your back straight the whole time. The more we lean our body back, the more the back muscles fire, not just the legs. So come down one more time. How's that, okay? Yeah?
Oh, good.
Does that feel different?
Is it? This is the right way to do it.
It is. So stand up straight. Go closer to the chair. Go closer. Now it's a little bit easier. Keep your back a little bit further back. Now, there we go. All right, so once you've gone from there, put the chair away. Now you can go against the wall now here. And now I'm going to demonstrate first. Using one hand against the wall. Is now, I'll demonstrate first. Come down, back stays straight, and come back up. There we go. All right. Go a little bit closer, yeah. Good. Now, this is a lot better than you were before. It's good. Huh? See how your body leaned forward a little bit? There we go. Start over. Keep your back straight. There we go. There it is. Better. Good.
One way to do that a dozen times a night is whenever the commercial comes on TV, you get behind your chair.
It'll be a while. It'll be a while, too.
5 minutes at a time.
You get worn out. One more time. Good. See how your body stays straight. So what happened the first time you did it is you went forward this way. You feel that head come forward, you gotta start it over. Head stays back. Come straight in one straight line all the way down, and all the way back up. So if that feels comfortable, this is going to be step three. Step four is now off the wall, so where you either face the wall or right off the wall too, is use your hands in front. Hands in front allow you to counterbalance your weight to lean back more. Hands are here, it's going to you lose your balance. My hands are here, I can gain my balance more by putting my hands close to my body and further away from the body, make sure I don't fall backwards. So turn around for me. Right, I'll demonstrate first again. So step four is going to be off the wall, a full body squat with hands in front, back straight the whole time, come down, and come back up. I wouldn't initially just your hands so your body stays tight and doesn't, you have better balance that way. You have the wall to fall back on if you need to. So I'll double check again. Here, down, hold it for a second, and come straight back up.
Another place you can do that is in church.
You do it, yeah, especially in Catholic church like I do. Kneel, sit, stand. Good, go ahead. Harder, right? Harder.
Yeah.
Not easy.
Balance.
Yeah, and it works your balance too. Makes everything work properly. Okay? So when you come down, so to modify to you can do, make your legs a little bit wider. Good. Now try and see. Hands in front. Head up. Good. Come down nice and slow. Right there. Come back up. Good. Try it again. Better. Good.
Did I do it right?
No, you're good. You calibrate your brain from the wall to the chair to off the wall. Now just a free squat. Good. This is a lot better than most people do. Well, people that have that don't know what they're doing, they'll do this. That's a normal squat. This is modified. That's for your legs. This is for your back and legs together. Make sure them both get stronger. So again, the more we lean back, the more we train our body to lean back when we're exercising or walking, allows your back to get stronger, so it stays strong when we're sitting, standing, driving, whatever we're doing.
But my toes cramping on
that. Well, you've been here for a while now. Yeah. But if you do this, maybe, I would do initially to start five of these, five of the chair squats, five of these, and then five free ones. See how your body stays back and learns that better position. When we're walking, we're standing, moving around, calibrate your brain to stay backwards so body stays strong here instead of here.
So your toes shouldn't be
cramping. It's not used to it. They're not used to it yet. But as they get used to it, Maria, you'll feel the improvement. Alright, any questions about it? Good. Well, good.
It's hard to do it.
It's not easy. You did a good job, though. I was expecting a lot worse. I kept my expectation low. Good work. Good work. Okay? Last one is going to be, it's a lunge. Okay? Have you done lunges before? With a lunge, what happens is you're putting all of your weight on one leg and turning your hips to affect your balance and also your back strength at the same time. Okay, so again, what we want to do is not a lunge like this, because what blows my back when I lean too far forward? I want to lean backwards the whole time this way. Okay, so come forward, hold it, then come back the whole time. All right, any questions about that? Anything? Wait a second, check something over. Okay, and is that plugged in okay? Good, yeah, we're good, right?
Yeah,
we're good. So what we're going to do is here, the lunge, is going to be, how do we do this? Come down, come straight down, and come back up. Crazy, right? I want to start with a chair again. So I'll do it on this side over here. Chair for balance. Work in the back strength right now. Come here, lean forward, come down, come back up.
And then come back. Almost to the floor.
Almost to the floor. Okay. Or the floor means, what I would think some people do, is bring this where the knee would end up. Here, maybe a bit further back. Here, let me take a step forward here. Let me do this one, sorry. Here, on my right leg comes back. So here, left leg comes forward, right knee comes down, I put the towel where it is. Hold for a second, at that point come up, using different steps same time. So you wanna stop every time. By stopping, get your balance to reset, at that point your muscles work individually. So coming forward, all the way to my left leg, coming down, hold it, back up, and back to your starting point. Any questions about that? Other side, same thing too. You're going to have a stronger, weaker side. That's expected. So here, what I'm going to do is shoot from the front this time. Here, take a step forward, come down, hold it, and come back up. So it's a step process. So people rush through it. At that point, you're taking the harder work out of it, make your muscles stronger by taking each step individually. Okay, let's try this. Anybody? Primo?
I try that as part of my exercises.
There you go. Let's try it and see.
How much is your hand supposed to help?
As much as it wants to. Because as you get used stronger, you don't need it. So let's bring this foot forward. Good. And then kneel down. There we go. And back up. Keep your back straight the whole time. There we go. Good.
Yeah. Good. I do 15 of those on each leg.
And when you're doing that, when you come up, come up. And then bring that foot backwards to go to the starting point. So bring your feet even again. There we go. So you want to add that extra step in there to reset your posture the whole time.
So you want to move up, come down.
Up and then back. Make sure your body's here again.
Yeah.
Always reset your posture first. Good. By the other side, you see the other side feels the same or different. Good. How's that?
That's a tough one. You can feel it.
Let's switch legs here. So let's bring the right foot forward this time.
This one.
Yep. Now come down that knee. That feel the same or different? Bring that foot backwards. There we go. So, there it is.
I can really feel that.
Yeah. Right here. Yeah. You keep your back upright. That's when the back works more too. Yeah. Good. Thank you again, sir. Okay. What you're seeing that difference is when our body's upright, when we can get off the floor, we see our body strong. Our body stays normal. By doing these exercises, allows your body to heal properly. So you can sit or stand in normal position. That's the plan. By doing these daily, and when I say daily, because we're always moving, okay? We can find the time either morning or night, whatever works for you. Make sure your body has enough stretches and exercises. So what we want to do every day by moving around, it's a better position. I come down to Euclid every day for work, and what I see every time is people walking like this, here, doing this, and I wonder why they have back pain. By doing these separate steps where you keep your body upright the whole time, your body stays relaxed, your body stays strong. You calibrate your brain to see this is normal versus what our body is used to here. I have patients that drive to LA every day, City of Commerce, hour and a half, 2 hours each way. So I don't know how they do that. But they're doing this all day long in the car, and then at work all day long with this. They come home and they wonder why they have back. By doing this morning or night, whatever works for you, based on the count, to counter the stress of your work day. Or whatever's going on. How do you make your back strong enough so these get easy for you over time, become routine, so over a 3-4 week period, you do them unconsciously. I wake up in the morning, I first can do a stretch. That's just my routine. I spend enough time, I get up a little early to do that, but that's my, so I know it's done, check it off my list. That's why I take my dog for a walk and go to work and not hurt myself. So my thing is, what can I do every day to make sure that happens? So unconsciously, I do it every day. I have patients that will do is they'll join a gym. Okay, if you join the gym, I want you to go 3 days a week. They only have 15 minutes to go. Or 10 minutes to go. I'm like, good, just go. Because I want them the habit of going. And the habit of doing something. Our human minds are great. Once you're into a routine, you want to maintain that routine. When I drive to work, do I take a different route? I usually don't. At that point, if I usually come home right after work. I'm done, the wife will text me, can you pick up something from the store? I go, sure. On the way home, I forget. I go right home, because that's my routine. If you have a routine, you can readjust them that makes our body healthier, makes our body stay strong. That's what we're here for. If you don't have one, you have to see me all the time. Too busy as it is. Alright, any questions at all?
I have one. How much pain should you put up with when you're doing these? Sometimes it's modest little bits and sometimes...
And that's a good thing. When you're stretching or strengthening, you want to be to where things feel tight and uncomfortable. But that threshold is where your pain level goes, okay, this is hurting a little bit. When you're stretching, the muscles start tightening up, you gotta back it off a little bit. Maybe how much you're doing, maybe either instead of a rolled up towel, do more of a flat towel where it's more like this instead of across your back if you need to. Okay, just to start. And over time, build up that stamina to make sure your body can stretch even more. Even when you're strengthening too, on the wall or off the wall, the squats, make sure your body feels comfortable and balanced, and then over time, if it feels uncomfortable, great. Uncomfortable means you're getting stronger when you're uncomfortable. That's all it means. So if you do it long enough and often enough, so both when your body gets used to that load, that exercise, and from there, body gets used to it, then you get stronger and stronger. It takes time though. It's not easy. But it's routine, routine, routine. Yes, Grandma?
How often do you do those exercises?
Every day.
Every day?
Every day. It's routine for me to do them as part of my warm-up every day, because that's my morning thing. For a walk the dog knows to wait there and sit until I finish exercise, and she starts wagging her tail. Are you going now or go later? So that point, she knows my routine. So if I don't do it in the morning, what happens is I come home. I have to take someone over here, I have to do something over here. At that point, my life gets too busy. My kids wake up, then I'm done. Today's done. I have to go to work. So at that point, I'll get it done. For me, out of the way, some people, I know Michelle, she does work out at night after work. She doesn't work early in the morning. So whatever works for you, get them in before you do your normal daily stuff. That's when your day becomes better, because now you know where your body should be versus what you woke up with. That makes sense.
So you're saying all these little exercises you pointed out, we should do it before we walk?
Yes. I'll get up about, I know you rolled your eyes, I'll get up about 10 minutes before. At that point, do them. So when you go to your exercise, you go, okay, where's my body, where am I going to exercise? How am I going to exercise efficiently to make sure I'm doing the best thing for my body to exercise? Next, I just exercise. Next, I just want this stronger, I want my body better, I want to sit for a long time and not have pain. That's what I do. But that's the thing is, can you find the window that works for you before you exercise to make sure your body's easier? I do that before I go to the gym and do weights, I'll do the treadmill because I want my body to feel this posture first. So I work out this way, reinforce this by exercising, not this. That's why I do it. To reset my posture, at that point I want to get that strong with exercise with weights here. Or like Primo's in the lunges too. I want to get my body to stay here the whole time. But it takes time to learn it. It's not easy. Like Chuck's been walking forever, for like 30 years or something like that. But he's walking like this, that's not going to help. But walking this makes his back stronger.
Sitting in front of a computer for hours.
I know, I heard that one.
I had a question more about the pain. The discomfort. Muscle fatigue, that doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
Okay. But sharp, very localized little pain in the small of the back, that's the kind of
Does it stay with you when you're walking or more with the stretching?
It just depends. If I sit one way, it's okay. If I sit back, suddenly there's this like needle-like pain, very localized.
Yeah. And I would focus on the stretching the floor first for you. On the floor, at that point, give that time to stretch out. At that point, that'll loosen things up. Stretch on the floor, you allow your back to open up, distract the spine to make more movement so the walking becomes easier. You want your body to move normally. If my joint is stuck again in my spine, if it's stuck, at that point muscles stay weak. I want to make sure all those bones are moving normally. That's why I take exercise in my office to make sure it keeps those bones open. That's why I see my patients. Alright. Any questions?
Should we do stomach exercises also to help us sit up straight?
You can, but if you sit up straight, your core muscles will fire, core meaning your abdominals, and also your stomach muscles and your lower back, so your body stays in that position. So if you don't feel that fire, lean back more. That would be feel the fire to hold you from falling backwards, embarrassing yourself. All right, Gloria? All right, any other questions? Maria good? Herman good? Video's on?
We're on.
All right, we'll turn it off because we're done. Thanks for coming, guys.
Hope you are entertained and hopefully learned some exercises how to get your back strong. The problem is most people, unless they have an injury to their back, maybe trauma or a car accident, most problems occur over time, so the pain you're feeling is only a result of poor posture, weak muscles, long drives, any stress on your overall back. All right, so again, we tried to walk through the routine of fixing your posture first, maybe sitting or standing, then adding stretches, then making your back stronger, then maintaining that routine so I don't have to see you as a chiropractor. At that point, you maintain a routine so you stay strong, and over time, your body stays relaxed. Then you pass these exercises to other people that you like. All right, so hope you enjoyed this talk. Again, the show notes has the full video of this talk. Walk through that. Also, too, has links to our previous podcast as videos or even on iTunes also. All right, so hope you enjoyed the week. Maintain your strong back, and we'll see you in the next week.